Hello everyone, I'm Amanda Balbi, Managing Editor at Consultant 360 and moderator for Podcast 360. Our guest today is Dr. Alan Menter, who is the Chair of Dermatology at the Baylor Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, and a dermatologist at Texas Dermatology Associates in Dallas, Texas. He recently presented his session, The Comorbidity Profile of Psoriasis, at the American Academy of Dermatology's Summer Meeting 2018. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Menter.
Thanks for having me, Amanda.
So can you give us a brief overview of the comorbidities that accompany psoriasis?
Yes, certainly. There are multiple comorbidities that accompany psoriasis, and different lists list up to 10 major comorbidities. I think the most important ones that we are working on with our cardiology colleagues are the cardiovascular comorbidities. I think it's been well known that patients with moderate to severe psoriasis have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. In fact, in the Danish registry, they found out that people with moderate to severe psoriasis have a 4-year shorter lifespan than patients without moderate to severe psoriasis. So the old days of thinking that cardiovascular disease was just purely driven by cholesterol and atherosclerosis is no longer true. It's a very definitive inflammatory component to coronary artery disease, and that the cytokines involved in that inflammation are very similar to the cytokines involved in psoriasis. So cardiovascular comorbidities are probably the most common. The other common comorbidity is what we call the metabolic syndrome, which comprises hypertension, obesity, diabetes, etc. And our psoriasis patients with moderate to severe psoriasis are heavier and weigh more than patients without psoriasis or patients with mild psoriasis. And that's not just driven by eating too much. It's part of the nature of psoriasis and the diabetes and the hypertension that go with it. In fact, we just completed a study that we published last year where we took 125 type 2 diabetes patients and 125 patients with moderate to severe psoriasis, and then we took 100 normal patients, and we did a coronary artery calcium score, which is something that cardiologists use very commonly, a coronary artery calcium score. And what was fascinating about that study is that the measure of coronary artery calcium scores in our psoriasis population equaled that of the patients who had type 2 diabetes and was 3 times higher than patients with non-diabetes and non-psoriasis. So I do believe that we need to be on the lookout for these comorbidities and understand that it's part of psoriasis.
How can practicing dermatologists better manage their patients with these comorbidities?
Amanda, I really do believe that colleagues in clinical practice, you know, have to recognize these comorbidities are apparent in our patients with moderate to severe psoriasis. In fact, we did a study internationally with our International Psoriasis Council, Dr. Amy Pala from Northwestern, who we took close to 300 adolescents with recent onset psoriasis and then did 300 kids age and sex match and found that the kids with psoriasis were significantly heavier, 30% heavier than the kids without psoriasis. So I do believe our practicing dermatologists need to understand the nature of the metabolic syndrome, the obesity, the hyperlipidemia, the diabetes, etc., and work with their primary care colleagues and, if necessary, the cardiologists to understand that psoriasis patients have a higher risk of these cardiovascular issues, diabetes, hypertension, and work with primary care colleagues and, as I say, if necessary, cardiologists to screen for these comorbidities. So I know it takes a little time longer for our psoriasis colleagues, our patients in clinical practice to do these screening, but I think it's really, if one does it, we can pick up some of these issues and take a history relating to diabetes, hypertension, comorbidities, etc. And then also renal issues are sometimes a problem. The older one gets, the less renal function you have, but that has increased in our psoriasis population. And that's all driven by the fact that the renal vessels become a little more inflammatory with psoriasis, and hence that the serum creatinine levels are not quite as good. So in summary, Amanda, practicing dermatologists can hopefully understand these comorbidities and work with the patient and his or her primary care physician to screen for these comorbidities on an annual basis.
And what is the key takeaway you hope to leave our audience with today?
I do believe that no longer can psoriasis be considered a pure skin disease. We have to recognize that it is now a systemic, immune-mediated genetic disease. We have 60 genes plus minus for psoriasis, and patients have these multiple comorbidities. So I often bring up the analogy of 40 years ago when I first came to Dallas and worked at UT Southwestern. A dear colleague of mine, Jim Gilliam, was screening patients with lupus. And in those days, lupus was considered purely a skin disease. And thanks to Dr. Gilliam finding the systemic lupus and cardiovascular disease, et cetera, associated with lupus, I believe we are on a similar stage now with psoriasis that has been considered a pure skin disease for centuries. But now we have to recognize that we need to screen for some of the comorbidities and comorbid conditions that the inflammation that is part of psoriasis triggers other organ diseases such as heart, lung, kidney, etc. So the key takeaway is consider, and this is moderate to severe psoriasis, not mild psoriasis, consider patients who say have over 10% of their body involvement, look for the comorbidities and screen accordingly with the primary care physicians. And I think, you know, at the moment we have 7.5 million psoriasis patients in the U.S. 20% of them have moderate to severe psoriasis. That means 1.5 million psoriasis patients in the U.S. have moderate to severe psoriasis. The current statistics are that less than 500,000 of that 1.5 million are receiving any form of systemic or biologic therapy, which means 1 million patients with moderate to severe psoriasis are being treated with purely topicals. So I think the key takeaway is treat patients with moderate to severe psoriasis with the appropriate phototherapy, systemic therapy, biologic therapy to improve not only their psoriasis, but their comorbidities as well.
Great. Thank you again for speaking with me today, Dr. Mentor.
Thank you.